It's a pleasure to learn together a new cycle, Sichus Hischazkus, beginning with Brachos. This is from Tov Shin Nun Tes. Rav Tzimar has the following yesod, which is so important for us to constantly keep in mind. And he's talking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to constantly be mechazik ourselves and not to get down on ourselves even after we fall. So it begins like this. He says, this is the Koach Shegila Adam HaRishon. This is what Adam HaRishon revealed to us. Shehaya Rosh L'chol Baalei Teshuva. He was the first, the head of all future Baalei Teshuva. Shebaal Teshuva HaRishon Shibim Shana Achronim Shelo Hayayde David HaMelech. He gave the last 7 years of his life to David. And the Sfarim explained that. I mean, David HaMelech is a Hemshech of what Adam HaRishon started, that Adam, the name itself, is a notrikin for the Aleph is Adam, the Dalet is David, and the Mem is Mashiach. The beginning and the rise and the culmination of the world. But he says like this, Shehu Hayahemer Kovo L'cho Baalei Teshuva. Shelo Hayaroi. Right, the Mora says that David really wasn't Roy for that Maisa with Bathsheba, but he did it to teach us the Koach of Tshuva, El Horos Tshuva Leyochi, to instruct me and you how to do Tshuva. Shekoach Haya Hemshech is Teshuva Shel Adam HaRishon. The Koach of David teaching us Teshuva, those 7 years of David's life, really comes originally from Adam. Adam is the first. Echad meikori ha'avoidish shel Adam HaRishon haya. What was one of the main things he did? Shetekef u'miyad, immediately. La'achar ha'yirid ha'atzuma shehayelo. The major fall that he had. Ein lanu bezeh shum hasog. We can't really understand exactly what went wrong, have the extent of that with the Eitz Hadas. Aval kosev, most Talmud haya mamish shini ha'metzias. Right, it says that there's a death over here. There was a change in the world forever and ever since Adam had did that. Afal pichein. Hulo hisrape klal. He didn't weaken himself. El miyad himshich halik. Immediately goes further. Hulo his palami mashenafel. He didn't let himself become affected by the fact that he had a fall. Velo nechlash afilu b'mashum. Hamshich lasos what's Hashem. Even the smallest iota didn't stop him continuing being mamshich in serving Hashem. Umzeh nimshach kol hakolich shal rosh hashana. That's Adam HaRishon, Rosh Hashanah, L'chein, L'acher, Kol Ma Shehaya B'Yom HaShishi. Everything that happened on the sixth day, and again the Gemara in Sanhedrin gives us a play-by-play, an hour-by-hour analysis of Adam being created, and his Aveira, and being sentenced, etc. So Kosovo says, it says, V'yar L'kim es kol asher asa v'hine tov ma'od. Wow. After everything that happened, Hashem looks at us and says, this is Tov Ma'od. La'acha kol ha'nefila v'chol ha'yirida ne'emar hinei Tov Ma'od. After the whole fall, everything ends. She'ish b'china, she'ar elokim, ha'achra ha'nefila. That Hashem sees this is good even after the fall. But Sri Mar says it's not the time to expound upon that. U'shmistachlin al ha'posuk b'techilas. When you look originally what the pasuk says, "Bichlal lo roim shahaya eze chet be'emsa," we don't see there's any chet in the middle. Kinira ki ilu haya rak brias ha'adam, just looks like Hashem created man. Umiyad vehine toiv ma'od. I mean, after it's very good. What's this coming to teach? Is this pasuk that it says Hashem sees it's tov ma'od? Adam HaRishon himshich hala mitoich hischadshus belil hafsi klal. Adam HaRishon just continued without stopping. Ki zeh ratzon Hashem, shehudi lo yechlash b'shum oifin shebo'od l'masis me'asiyas ratzon Hashem. That a Jew doesn't become weak and affected by anything doing what Hashem wants, despite what happened in the past. This happened a minute ago. Afilim nafom nichshol. Even a person did, unfortunately, have a fall and a setback. Ein zeh shum si b'klal his alish lithrapo is avoda afilu rega echad milhamshich miyad b'avodas Hashem hala b'hischadshus. Even if it did, that doesn't change what happens the next minute. You're right back and continuing in serving Hashem. Chazal, it brings from the Gemara, Sh'adam Rishon Pesach V'Omer Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. He was the first one, it's Medrash, was the first one to sing Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Zeh Koch HaYashem Yizborach Noson Lanu Mikoch Avodas Adam HaRishon. We get this ability, Atem Kurim Adam. We get this from Adam HaRishon, Shenizke Shiratzen Hashem, Shenamshich Hala, V'Nashir V'Nazamir L'Hala. We have to keep singing, we have to keep giving Shiros and Sishbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't let anything stop us and think, oh, how can I continue after everything that I've gone through? V'zeh Shekosu Miyad V'Achar Hashem Yizborach Amar Lo, Ki Ofer Ata V'El Ofer Toshu. You come from the dirt and you're going back to the dirt. Acher shenafel kol kach amok, even he fell so far down. Miyad acher zeh kosuv shiagia el beso. He says, you're going to go back to your wife. Vayikra Adam Eshem Ishto Chava, ki hi haisa im kol chai. He gives a name to his wife. Lo kosim shum hefsig, mein afila ba'onesh, vayikra Adam Eshem Ishto Chava. There's no break. It talks about the punishment, and boom, right afterwards you go right back to this. Ki Adam harisha miyadach, ha-shekibu mei Hashem Yizbarach, es ha-onesh, ha-norah sho, they'll offer toshuv, right after he gets his terrible punishment. The next thing he does, he starts calling out and giving the names. And the names, the essence of a person, right? The shame is the two middle letters of neshama, to really the essence of something. Adam is continuing this amazing thing by giving names and coming to the depth of every single created being. Who himshich hala lasos ratzon Hashem b'lishum hefsek, no breaks. Kizeh ratzon Hashem yisbarach shehudi yachshu b'chol rega. Just think it all the time. Ma Hashem yisbarach roitzim imeni b'rega zeh. What does Hashem want from me right now? We always make big plans. What's going to be in 5 years from now? 10 years from now? 5 minutes from now, what am I going to be doing? What does Hashem want for me right now in this place that I'm at? Not to get flummoxed and so mixed up because of everything that happened in the past. This is what Hashem, this message is what he's telling Cain. Why is your face fallen? Vakasha, what do you mean? What do you mean? Why are you upset? Hashem throws him away, rejects him, says, I don't want your gift. Of course he's upset. What was the claim against him? Why is your face fallen? From being depressed like this and sad, nothing good's going to come out of this. The main thing is, if you improve yourself, if you make yourself tov, you make yourself good again. That was the tivi on Kayin. Shetikach atzmecha miyad lasos peula toiva. Right now, do something good. Davin, give tzedakah, learn some Torah, do something right now and pick yourself up. Lachtov, od machshavatov, have a good thought, dibur tov, a good word, al yidei zeh se'eis, you'll be uplifted. Tuchel hagbia atzmecha la'alos, you'll be able to lift up yourself. The im lotet, even if you don't improve yourself, im lotes chadesh v'schazik, if you don't be mechadesh yourself, you don't be mechazik yourself, raktiye mar mochomot, you're going to be bitter. Right? Like this. So then, azai lepetach hatas rovets, then sin is crouching at the door. You're a goner. Azai hayetzahar yizgaber alech legamri rachmon letzlan. Then you become totally overpowered. Lechein, therefore, says Reb Tzvi Meir, Ratzon Hashem yizbarach sheyehudi yodav shebechol rega berega. Ratzon Hashem yizbarach sheyachshov ma shehashem yizbarach roitz mimeni ke'eis ve'teitiv. What Hashem wants me to do right now, despite all the past, all the mistakes, and that's the lesson we learned from Adam Harishon. We learned from him how to constantly, immediately after, it seems like a contradiction. Do you know what I was doing a half hour ago? Do you know what I was doing 5 minutes ago? Immediately afterwards, to pick yourself up and continue. Eich ani yochel lasos nachas ruach l'Hashem yizborach b'rega zeh. How can I make a nachas ruach for Hashem in this moment, to connect Hashem right here and right now with what I'm doing? These are some of the lessons that we learn out from Adam Harishon, who was the world's first Baal Teshuvah.